Great live action here from Dominican University and the Conlin Center. It is the matchup of all ages. It is Dominican University Penguins versus the Hustlin' Owls of Oregon Tech, brought to you live here on radio.dominican.edu. Now, coming through the door is none other than the great, the magical, the masterful Stuart Horn.
Hey, thank you very much, Josh. Ladies and gentlemen, great to be with you tonight for another night of DU Hoops, Penguin style. NC2A Penguins. Ladies' first night. Tonight is a scrimmage as they welcome in the Hustlin' Owls from OIT. However, scrimmage or otherwise, Josh, Penguins are going to send out some tough players and hope to get a win. As always, scrimmage or otherwise, it doesn't matter. A win's a win is a win, and that's what the Penguins are looking for. Of course, last night, Penguin men under head coach Brett Tavani did a real number on PUC. Oh, the Penguins looked so good last night, especially the second half of that defense. Oh, they looked just superb. Such an exciting brand of basketball played by the Penguins and brought to you by head coach Brett Tavani and radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, sir.
So both teams are lined up. We are about ready to get the national anthem underway. And we'll bring you the national anthem momentarily along with the starting lineups. You are listening to the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. And we'll have the national anthem brought to you overhead as soon as it comes up. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Right here at the Conlin Center. Dominican University of California. For those of you at home, please rise.
You will.
And the starting lineups for you now, following that rendition of the national anthem, Josh. All right, folks. Again, from the NC2A, the referees for tonight's game, Lorena Almada, Jeff Yamaoka, and Renee Robinson. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. For the Hustlin' Owls, under head coach Scott Meredith, he's assisted by Scott Kellstrom and Kalen Gray. Coach Meredith will be sending out number 13 is Kelly Morey, the 5'7 senior from Redmond. She's the top scorer for the Hustlin' Owls. Number 23 is Nicole Morgan, a 5'7 senior from Port Angeles, Washington. Number 25 is Brittany Cherry, a 5'10 junior from Pasco, Washington. Number 31 is Lisa Bush, a 5'7 senior out of Eugene, Oregon. And number 43 is Andrea Albright, a 6' sophomore from Central Point, Oregon. For head coach, Brianna Chambers and the Penguins. Chambers assisted by Eric Nelson. She'll be sending out number 12, Tammy Bronner, a 5'6 freshman out of Oakland. Number 14 is Melissa Wise, a 5'10 freshman from Novato. Number 20, Alicia Flatten, the 5'6 senior out of Hayward is Flatten. Michaela Baskerville, number 24, is a 5'6 senior from Alameda. And number 32, Raquel Gomes, a 5'10 junior from Santa Rosa. Both teams out on the floor now. Oregon Tech in the house. A big shout out to Hustlin' Owls fans listening worldwide on the Penguin Leader Radio. Dominican. .edu. Penguins off to our right. They'll be occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center, attacking the southern hoop in the first half, Josh. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, fans. Owls off to our left. And we are ready to bring this game to you. Shot clocks are at 30. 25 for the men, 30 for the women. And the tip-off finds the Penguins' Melissa Wise in the middle of the 5'10 freshman. She tips it out, and the Penguins have the ball at the top of the key now. Tammy Bronner's working it for the DU. She gets it over left side, Baskerville. Thinking about it, straight away is Flatten. Now Wise goes back and forth, behind the back. Bronner, right side, Flatten, thinking three ball. Flatten doesn't want to do it, 12 on the shot. Now the Penguins working down low. Gomes has got it all alone. 8 on the shot clock. Gomes goes up with the sky hook. No. Gomes missed it left side. Everybody ends up on the floor. Hustle and Owls pick it up. Now Gomes strips it away. Outside three ball on the way. Flatten. Oh, Alicia Flatten opens the season, Josh, with a three ball.
Alicia Flatten, she's a great shooter. She's also a great defensive player, known for her ability to steal the ball, carry up court, and get that great shot. Great job by Flatten.
Flatten pulls off the three ball from the right edge. Way out there. Boy, that was deep at about 23. Flatten on defense now. She jumps in the face of Lisa Bush, a 5'7 senior out of Eugene, and picks up the first team foul. Flatten's first. We're 1 minute into it. Hustle and Owls will take the ball out. Penguins up 3-0. Kelly Morey brings it in, the 5'7 senior out of Redmond. Morey is the leading scorer for the Hustle and Owls. She brings it into Bush. Bush gets it down low. Flips it off to Andrea Albright. Albright goes baseline. Right side, no. Penguins with a rebound. Melissa Wise hauls it down. She flips it off to Braun, who brings it up left side. Penguins push it quickly. Quick transition. Nice ball work there by the Penguins. Top of the key now with a nice foot fake is Gomes. Gomes drives in the paint, left side, and a whistle. 18-31. Foul is called on Brittany Cherry, the 5'10 junior out of Pasco, Washington. 3-0, D is. Penguins will have it. Michaela will bring it in for the Penguins. Right under the hoop. 18:31 to go, and the clock resumes. Michaela's got it. She fakes left, brings it in right. Wise to Flatten. On the elbow. Oh, the Penguins work it back down low. Oh, no, the shot on goal by Bronner doesn't go. Penguins had a clean look at it. Bronner just missed a little bit short, Josh. Bringing it up is Morgan. And the Penguins steal it away. Baskerville's got it. Now fast break. Bronner's got it after a nice pass by Flatten. Left wing. On the way, Michaela. Three ball. Oh, deep. Tipped out by Gomes. Gomes hits the deck and a whistle. No scoring in the past 62 seconds. 18:05 to go, fans. A shove called on one of the DUs. Tex got the ball in the inbounds. Long end. They bring it up from our left to our right. Tech attacking the northern hoop at the Conlin Center. Bringing it up. Bronner playing some massive defense. Bronner, the 5'6 freshman out of Oakland, is a new recruit for Brianna Chambers. New recruit. You might guess that, Josh, since she's a freshman.
Not a veteran as a freshman.
Penguins now on defense. Tech's going to bring it in from the left side. That'll be the western wall. Conlin Center. Tipped out by Bronner. Good defense by Bronner. Forcing the issue. Couple seconds rolled off the clock. Clock is still rolling. I'm not sure who's on the clock now, Josh. 17:40. Ball was out of bounds there, and about 4 seconds rolled off. First game for everybody.
And
now they're going to add time on the clock. So I wasn't the only one that caught it. Even the referees are watching the clock, Josh.
No doubt. There definitely has some technical difficulties at this top, at this table, right here on the floor.
17:37 to go, and they're going to switch it to 17:43. I think that's a little more like it. 3-0 Penguins. Hey, we're all a little rusty.
Oh,
Josh
yeah.
And I, though, in mid-season form after last night's awesome game. Penguin men took it to the Pioneers. Penguins scored 95 points last night, fans. Against a very, very well played, in a very well played game. And now the turnaround jumper by Nicole Morgan falls. 3-2 DU. Flatten brings it up right side across the timeline. She bounces it three times between the circles. Bronner. Left side, Baskerville. Bronner, three ball on the way. Straight away. No, missed it right. Rebound, Brittany Cherry. The DU men had a great game last night against the Pioneers. But the Penguins were just firing beautifully. Now a long three ball goes up by Nicole Morgan, and that brings Brianna Chambers up on her feet as the horseshoe spits the ball right back out. The D's will get it, though, after a whistle. Second team foul called against the Hustlin' Owls, and it was called against Lisa Bush. And on the rotation, Kylie Berlinski, a 5'9 freshman, has come in. She's out of Coto de Caza. You know where that is, Josh. Isn't that your hometown?
It's near there.
Berlinski comes in. Coto de Caza, folks, in the house. Left side. Here's Flatten. Three ball. Missed it deep. Taken down Gomes. Gomes ends up hitting the deck. Everybody's on the floor and a whistle. We're awaiting the whistle as Flatten gets wrapped up with Brittany Cherry. I was about to say Flatten got flattened. But she really didn't. She jumped on top of Cherry. That was a heads-up move there by Flatten. 3-2, 16:46 to go. Kind of low scoring after the Penguins open up with a big three ball by Flatten. That's the only scoring for the mighty Dominicans so far. Bringing it up, Tet. 22 on the shot clock, Josh. Nicole Morgan's got the ball. She drifts on the right side over the timeline. She hands it off to Lisa Bush. Bush gets wrapped up. She used too much defense for the Penguins, but somehow Kelly Morey comes up with it. Morey drifts right side on the elbow. She flings it indoors to Andrea Albright, trying to work it down low, and Gomes picks up another one. Gomes picks up the fourth team foul, Josh, and that's her third, and we're not even 4 minutes into the game as Gomes gets yanked and Shauna Bryant comes in her place.
Not a good look to start off the game. You got to limit the fouls, especially early, especially from a star player like Raquel Gomes, who has had experience. She's a junior. You got to be smarter when it comes to making fouls.
Shauna Bryant comes in, and the Penguins move the ball to the other end very quickly. Bryant's got it on the right wing. Now they work it around the outside left side. Penguins throwing the ball around pretty nicely. Bryant down low. She bumps up against her guy. She throws up a layup from the left side, but is a little bit short with it. Bryant had a clean look at it, but she couldn't get it to fall inside of 16 fans. First half action, just one game tonight. Nicole Morgan brings it up, and she is against Alicia Flatten. Flatten slams into Andrea Albright, who set up the screen, but apparently Albright had not come set. Albright picks up the foul. That's her first. That's the third team foul, Josh. I thought it was a fourth team foul. I guess not. Penguins have committed four, and the Oregon Tech Hustlin' Owls have only committed three. Now the Penguins almost throw it away. Penguins on offense. Flatten goes between the legs. They kick it out. Right side, three ball. On the way, Berlinski short. Penguins get it back. Berlinski gets her own rebound. Here is Flatten between the circles. Surveys. Oh, she had a perfect setup for the screen from Michaela, but she went the other way. Left side, and Chambers calls a timeout as driving the hoop is Baskerville. And the timeout, you may have heard, fans, in the background as Brianna Chambers was really shrieking there. And, Josh, I've got something to play for you. Speaking of Brianna Chambers.
This is head women's basketball coach Brianna Chambers welcoming you to another exciting night of Penguin basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
I love that, Josh. We just recorded that a couple of days ago, and it's always nice to have the coach acknowledge the work that we do here. And there's our theme music, fans. 15:15 to go. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. One game only. Penguin women in the house. OIT, Hustlin' Owls. Down from Oregon. 3-2 is the score. With 15:15 to go. Opened up with a flurry of scoring, and then nothing, Josh.
Oh,
nothing.
Slow down.
Then.
It's been real defensive. Both teams really battling out defensively. You got to try to get on the board. That's the most crucial thing right now. It's try to establish some kind of dominance in this game so you can get some momentum going your way.
Melissa Wise has it as the Penguins bring it in on the short end. Right under the hoop, 8 on the shot clock. Outside, 3 ball flatten on the way, short. It goes up. Oh, it almost came back off the glass and dropped, but a little bit short, and it stayed short. Bringing it up now is Morgan for the Hustlin' Owls. A good foot fake by Bush. Bush tries to work it low. Penguins have too much defense. Shauna Bryant playing down low very nicely. Bryant falls on it. Where's number 44? She hands it off now to Flatten. Flatten emerges from the pile and goes left. Now she throws it over the head of Melissa Wise, the 5'10 freshman. Wise jumped for it. Looked like Dwight Clark there going for the catch. She went way up for it, but she couldn't come down with it. And a timeout is called. I think that may be a media timeout, Josh. And that'll give me an opportunity to hit this one up with Flatten.
Hey, this is Alicia Flatten from the women's basketball team at Dominican. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
Yeah, it is the radio home of the Penguins. 14:39 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting from San Fran to Japan. From Mumbai to Dubai. We are broadcasting from the Yukon to the Euphrates, to all corners of the universe and beyond, Josh. It is radio.dominican.edu, this broadcast, brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. The end of the timeout has come. Brandon Davis is in the house. Four fouls committed by the Penguins. Three committed by Oregon Tech. 14:39 to go. The score is 3-2. Both teams come back out onto the floor. Pretty good crowd on hand, considering the early start. Our next broadcast, fans, well, you want to check the radio.dominican.edu website, because we've got men and women's basketball listed there. We're going to be bringing you every single home game, men and women's, from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. Tech's got the ball on the inbounds, long end. Penguins have full court heat. They bring it in. 25 on the shot clock as the shot reset. Brittany Cherry drives around the outside, Lisa Bush. Now they get it back low to Cherry again. Now outside to Crystal Idrago, the 5'11 junior from Sacramento, and she buries the deuce to put Oregon Tech ahead by 1-4-3. Penguins trailing by one. Bryant's got it on the right elbow. Bryant looks for a place to put it. She takes it, 180 style. Bryant drives the lane, right edge, and buries the deuce, 5-4 Penguins.
Great aggressive play by Shauna Bryant, able to turn around, recognize the defense, take it to the cup, and finish strong.
Shelly Klarmenko gets ready to come in. She's there with Taki Takoy, and Bronner prepares to re-enter the game. 13:50, Penguins by one. Oregon Tech's got it. Morgan Hoffman's come in. Oh, stolen away by the Penguins. Good heads-up play there by Melissa Wise. She takes it the distance herself and lays it in, Josh. Penguins by three. Great play by Wise.
Great, great play by the true freshman coming in big with a steal in her first game and the points. You got to love the performance, Stu.
Oh, I do. That Wise, that was quick. And it was a wise move on her part. Wise beyond her years. 13:21 to go. Penguins by three. One of the techs hits the ground as the ball comes loose. Shauna Bryant picks it up. Penguins have got it. 26 on the shot as it resets. Right side, Diaz have got it. Wise backs up, thinks about it. She goes top of the key. Baskerville on the way. Oh, a little bit deep. Wise with a rebound. Low bounce pass. Down low to Flatten. Flatten now throws it against the legs of Morgan Hoffman. It bounces out of bounds. Heads up play there by the veteran, Flatten.
Definitely heads up by Flatten. She shows such veteran leadership going into her senior season, Stu. She is the star player. She's the person that we're going to look to have just the biggest impact when we go into this NCAA play.
Long end now. Oregon Tech's got it. Penguins have full court pressure, three in the backcourt. Bringing it up slowly now is Hoffman. Hoffman, a 5'7" sophomore out of Bend. She brings it up the left side herself. She's not passed it yet. She's got Taki Takoy all over her. Oh, Taki was talking it up good. They work it down low to Albright. Turnaround jumper, Albright, three bounces on the rim, and it goes. 7-6 DU, 12:32 to go. Taki works it right side, off the glass, too much. Down Shelley. Klarmenko, with a shot on goal, can't work it. Albright's got it on the down. She flings it back outside to Bush, and Bush brings it up. Bush now passes off to Hoffman across the timeline. Hoffman holds up four fingers, gets it back to Bush. Now Albright's got it at the top of the key. They flip it back inside now to Idrago with the turnaround jumper. It's left, no good. Taki with the rebound, check it. That's Bronner. She brings it up. Baskerville thinking about it. Klarmenko, very close range, good. 9-6, Penguins. Timeout called with 12 minutes exactly, Josh. A timeout has been called. Lorena Almada is leading this group of referees from the NC2A. She's assisted by Jeff Yamaoka and Renee Robinson. You are listening to Penguin Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. And now with a little bit of analysis, here's my partner and lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson.
Well, it's been a little bit of sloppy basketball, if you can agree, Stu, in this first half. A lot of miscommunication, a lot of muff passes, things and such. But DU's able to come down, finish strong, recognize seeing Klarmenko as being the big imposing figure in the paint, getting her the ball for the score. They got to play smarter D. They have to be able to capitalize on the mistakes and limit the missed shots and missed opportunities. Other than that, there's none other criticism I have for them, but they really have to step up in terms of not missing out on those opportunities to get the scores through.
Penguin cheerleaders, 7 strong, 9-6, D's. End of the timeout has come, fans. Penguins on defense as Morgan Hoffman gets the ball tossed into her, and the foul is called against Taki Takoy.
Taki Takoy, the sophomore sensation from New Zealand. She had a great season her freshman year.
Yeah, you're right. Takoy did have a great year last year. That's very well said. Looking for a lot of good stuff out of Takoy this year. Driving the hoop now, drifting through the paint, is Kelly Morey. Morey gets blocked by Bronner. Brunner got in her face and said no and stole it away from her. It goes out of bounds into the Penguin bench. Dews with the ball. Brian will bring it in. Brian Wearns, 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number. 5-3 on the fouls. Penguins have committed 5. 9-6 the score. DU on top. A little more aggressive. Higher score. Baskerville outside. Thinking about it. Bronner. Bronner with a head fake. Drives left side. Finds a gap. Bronner. Perfect left-handed layup. Boy, she found the seam, Josh, and laid it in there 11-6.
Great, great smarts and great court awareness coming from Bronner. That was definitely a superb play, Stu.
Hoffman brings it up for Tech. They've got it working it. Kelsey New, the 5'7 senior out of Winston, Oregon, has come into the game. She's clapping the hands as they passed it off down low to Idrago. Idrago drew the foul. And a whistle and a loose ball over there by the Penguin cheerleaders. Nobody picked it up. And the referees are calling for the towels to come out as the Penguins prepare Kimi Nakamura from Sacramento, a 5'6 freshman. Nakamura, the first we've heard of her. And she is preparing to come into the game at the next opportunity. 11-6 is the score, Penguins. Also, Emily Dunn, the 5'11 freshman out of Cambria, is preparing to come in, and the re-entry of Wise. 11:09 to go in the first half. 11-6 the score. On the line is Crystal Idrago for Tech. On the way, and it is good, and that was nothing but swish. Penguins sub in their 3, along with Tech. Will re-enter Lisa Bush in place of Kelsey New.
We see the Lady Penguins doing the same thing as the men's squad did last night, bringing in their freshmen, getting a lot of fresh new blood in there, gaining them a lot of experience, which you have to do in these exhibition games, Stu, just to get their composure in the right place.
Second free throw is missed by a mile. It's very deep. Bronner comes down with it, and she ends up on the floor. Check it. That was Nakamura. Nakamura went for it. Ended up hitting the deck. Nakamura's got the left wrist all taped up with the black socks halfway up the calves. 11:08 to go. 11-7 the score. Penguins have it in the backcourt, and the towels come back out again after Nakamura hit the deck. In the backcourt is Wise and Bronner, Josh.
Yes, it is, Stu. Not as up-tempo yet as we saw in the game last night. The women's Penguins, however, we've seen them in the past play very fast, up-tempo basketball. A lot of shots, a lot of great shot-taking opportunities for them last season. Hopefully they will continue that against this Oregon Tech team, which we know can come back at you any time. They have the athletes to do it.
Nakamura's out there on the floor along with Dunn, along with Bronner. On the way, Nakamura, 3-ball. Hold Nakamura, her first shot! From the left wing at 24 feet, goes down for a tray ball, Josh. Great stroke there by Kimi Nakamura. Wow, it's just great when you get the first opportunity to call a new player who hits a big 3-ball. 10:38 to go, fans. 14-7. Yeah, that's a great way to start her career, especially on the radio. With a
no
big 3-ball way out there on the left wing, Nakamura. She'll remember this forever. I know I will.
Oh, yeah. It's out there forever. It's on tape. It is recorded.
Preserved for eternity, fans, as Nakamura hits the big 3-ball. All right, here's Flatten. Now the Penguins are back on offense. Penguins lead by 7. 10:20 to go. Uh-oh, stolen away now in the backcourt. The Penguins coughed it up as Emily Dunn couldn't hang on to it. One attack. Stripped it away from her like she was a running back and somebody came in from behind her. Stripped it right away, and on the subsequent series, Dunn comes down and a foul is committed by Dunn. Dunn out of Cambria is a 5'11 freshman. She committed the foul against Morgan Hoffman, who will go to the line with 10:13 to go. The first free throw by Hoffman drops. That's the 7th team foul.
Yes, sir, Stu, and those free throws are crucial also. You have to be able to capitalize when you get to the line on those free points, which is what Oregon Tech has done so far.
Second one is no good, tipped out by Wise. Penguins pick it up. Nakamura's got it. Well, Nakamura's getting some good minutes in here. And now out to the right side, Bronner air ball. Uh-oh, first one of those we've seen tonight. Dunn digs for it. Dunn with a 360 move there, Josh. I like that defense. She really went after it, did Dunn. But she couldn't come up with it. Hoffman now brings it up. Kelsey New now, right side. Stolen by Alicia Flatten, who grabs it and calls timeout. And the Penguins will get it. No, she didn't. Did she call timeout? Yeah, she did call.
Timeout.
She did call the timeout, fans. And, Josh, this gives us one more opportunity to listen to one of our newest promos. And let me hit you up with it. How about right about now.
This is freshman Amanda from the Dominican University cheerleading squad. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of the Penguins.
That's some funky bass right there, Stu. I wonder who does that.
I don't know who does that, Josh. 9:47 to go, fans. 14-8, a little out. 14-8, fans. Penguins on top. Four fouls committed by the Hustlin' Owls. Seven committed by the Penguins. The end of the timeouts come. Penguins bring it inbounds. Kylie Berlinski's back in there, the 5'9 freshman at Okoto Dikaza. And she brings it up on the right side. She flips it off to Melissa Wise. Wise goes to Dunn from the top of the key on the right edge. Ooh, she just missed it right. 14-8, Dunn going for the three ball. Couldn't get it to fall. We're inside of 9.5. 14-8, the score. Driving the hoop, right side, Hoffman. Now she turns around, flips it back outside to Kaleo Renstrom. Renstrom out of Bend is a 5'8 junior. And a whistle. And a media timeout, Josh. And you know what that means. On radio.dominican.edu, immediate timeout means a little bit of analysis from my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson.
Well, this has been a very low-paced game. Very, very defensive. Both teams really not showing any type of dominance. The Penguins, however, are ahead, which is great due to some great three-point shots from Alicia Flatten as well as Kelly Nakamura. And that's what you need to do. You need to establish dominance. You need to get those big shots when they matter, Stu, and capitalize on the other squad's mistakes. That's going to be crucial for the DUs all season, where they can be able to capitalize on the mistakes of these other teams, and it's just going to get tougher from here on out. This is an NAIA team we're playing right here, an NAIA squad, and we are going to be playing NCAA soon enough. And that's when we face a lot taller girls, a lot faster competition, someone that measures up with us a little more even. So we're really going to have to put pedal to the metal and see if we can keep that fast-paced style of basketball going in order for us to be successful here at Dominican University.
Well said, my partner. 9:18 to go, fans. 14-8. And fans, our next broadcast will be Thursday, November 12th, as the Penguin men welcome in Cal State Maritime into the Conlon Center. That is another non-conference affair featuring the head coach, Brian Rooney, one of the great Penguin point guards in history. Coach Rooney will have his guys, the keel haulers, in. Dunn's got it down on the baseline. The Penguins kick it out, now to Flatten, goes left edge. Thinking about it on the way, Nakamura, three ball deep. Hauled in by OIT. Idrago with the rebound. OIT brings it up slowly. Now they're slowing things down. They're starting to get under control. Those first few minutes of the game, Josh, seemed like everybody was a little bit jittery. But now slowing things down. Is OIT. Nicole Morgan gets it down low. The turnaround jumper by Idrago, no, and a whistle. Sean O'Brien gets ready to re-enter the game with 8:38 to go. The push was called against Kelsey New. Check it. Kaleo Renstrom. That's her first, the fifth. Committed by OIT. 8:38 to go. Penguins up, 14-8. Radio.dominican.edu. The DUs have committed seven team fouls, while OIT has committed five.
Well, that's due to aggressive play on the defensive end, Stu, as we saw a lot of last night. They're being very aggressive. They're being very smart, trying to keep Oregon, these Hustlin' Owls, off of their tail.
Alicia Flatten drives in left edge. She had two clean looks at it, two shots on goal from right under the hoop. Nobody touched her. Both of them were just very short. That was not Alicia Flatten's style. She's usually very sure-handed, fans. If you know Flatten's game, you know she only takes the shots when they're set nicely. And slamming into the screen was Kylie Berlinski. And Berlinski absolutely got slammed into Kaleo Renstrom. Renstrom second. Renstrom, somebody's yelling at, I don't know if it's a T. No, it's not a T called. But Renstrom set up the screen. I thought it was a pretty good screen, actually. But Renstrom got rung up for it, 15-8. 14-8, check it. And that's the sixth team foul. So all of a sudden, OIT getting very aggressive as Wise has it on the right corner, on the right elbow. Wise goes off the glass a little bit deep with the attempted three ball. Penguins get wrapped up under the hoop. Berlinski gets an arm in there up against Kelsey New. And New gets part of her face ripped. New gets yanked. No, it's not New. It's Idrago gets yanked. And the new player for OIT is Jazzy McDaniel. McDaniel is out of Alameda, a 6'1" junior. And we'll keep an eye on McDaniel, the tallest player on either squad. On the way now, three ball. No, it's a long two ball. Nailed by Kelsey Morey, the leading scorer for the Hustlin' Owls. 14-10 now. We're inside a 7.5. Wise kick out. Baskerville right side, three ball. Oh, yes! No, it's a long two. Boy, oh boy, I thought Baskerville nailed it from outside at 19-9, but it wasn't. She must have had a foot on the line, Josh, coming up on 7 minutes. Here's the jumper on the left edge by Brittany Cherry. No, but the putback by... Check it. Cherry got her own rebound and put it back in there, 16-12. Penguins on top. Baskerville after the big three. Over to Wise in the right corner. Wise has got McDaniel on her. Top of the... Uh-oh, a 30-footer now by Flatten in and out. Nowhere... I don't know what she was doing shooting that thing. She was...
She had a good stroke on it, though,
yeah,
Stu. It looked to go in, went right in and out.
Yeah, it was close. You're right. But, I mean, gosh, I don't know if she had any business shooting one that long. She was 8 feet behind the line. Make it six. So it wasn't 30 feet, but it was a good 25 easy. There's a whistle, 16-14. It was aggressive. A first-half type of shot. 6.5 to go, fans. Penguins have committed 7 fouls. Hustlin' Owls committed 6. With 6.5 to go and a timeout, here's Josh.
Well, it's still been quite an even game here. Both teams really trying to find in trouble trying to get shots to drop. However, as of late, Oregon Tech has been dominating in terms of getting pushing the tempo offensively, getting the shots, doing a lot off of the screen, which is what they do great. Kelly Morey has had a great game so far, as well as Jazzy McDaniel, the 6'1 junior from Alameda, California, doing work down there in the paint. Do you have to come up with an answer for it, Stu, or they're going to be in some trouble?
Shout out to Hustlin' Owls fans listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins now bring in Stephanie Carnes, a 5'1 freshman out of Fremont. Carnes brings it up and immediately draws a whistle. Carnes has the little ankle socks up, halfway up the calf. Carnes wears number one, got the hair up in a bun, the first we've heard of Carnes. Penguins now on defense. After Carnes brought it up and drew the whistle, I'm not sure why. She must have walked with it, Josh. 17 fouls committed by the Penguins. We'll keep an eye on it. There's still 6 minutes to go in the half. First half action. Penguins up by two. Here's a drifter from the right edge. Cherry. No bucket. Waved off. And a whistle. Good play there by Carnes. She went digging after it. She'll stand in the backcourt. Carnes now looks over to the coach. Gets the instruction. Right in front of the bench is Chambers. She's got a very close eye on Carnes. We'll see how long she leaves her in. First opportunity for a lot of these players to get some live game action. Wise now out there. Wise been having a great game. She's going up against McDaniel. Outside of the head fake, Carnes, 5-1. Carnes drives in, gives it away, draws a whistle. And they made it look like it was a jump. No. The foul is called against Brittany Cherry, against Carnes, and she'll go to the line. So we'll get a chance to see Carnes shoot now. Carnes at 5-1 is absolutely dwarfed by every other lady on the court, but Carnes has got some attitude. I like it, Josh.
Oh, she's very athletic, Stu. I mean, we've seen her in open gyms before. She's real quick. She provides some speed, and she has a pretty good stroke on her jump shot. She adds what Dominican really, I think, is going to need going against these other teams. We're not going to probably be the most athletic or the tallest or the biggest, but we will definitely be one of the fastest teams in the Pac West.
Carnes with the free throw, very deep. And the Penguins cannot get the offensive rebound after Carnes missed the freebie. OIT picks it up. They drive it to the other end in very quick transition. Bronner comes back in as Carnes gets yanked. 5.5 to go. Eighth team foul. Klarmanko's back in there in place of Wise. A Wise with some great minutes so far tonight. On the subsequent possession, after Carnes missed the freebie, Brittany Cherry is fouled along the way. She comes down with the free throw and scores the first of two. 16-15, fans. She's back on the line with three bounces. Spins the ball in her hand on the way. Good. Game tied. Bryant to bring it in. And now the Penguins bring it in. Bryant to Bronner. Right side Bronner. Good footwork, Bronner. Hands it off to Michaela. Drifts back around to the right side. Top of the key. Here's Nakamura thinking about it. Nata Bronner, 15 on the shot. Drives in, kick out. On the way. Oh, boy, I thought the Penguins were going to do it. Here's a turnaround jumper by Klarmanko. In and out and back in. And Shelley scores the deuce to put the Penguins up by two. 5 minutes exactly, fans. Oregon Tech now driving it up. They push it quickly.
Shelley Klarmanko will make her home in the paint, Stu. If she stays down there, she is dominant for these DU Penguins.
Morgan Hoffman brings it up outside right edge. Colleen Hunt on the way. Hunt, a 5'6" freshman out of Silver Lake, Oregon, scores the deuce to tie it at 18. Penguins have 30 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key, Nakamura. Now Shauna. Back over to Nakamura on the left elbow. She drifts right. She goes left. Spins 180. Back over to Bronner. Bronner now flips it around. OIT with some massive defense, 15 on the shot. Drifting right side is Michaela. Whistle. Foul is called against Morgan Hoffman, the 5'7 sophomore, is Hoffman. And that's her first. That is the eighth timeout. The eighth foul, check it. Eighth team foul committed by OIT. 18 fouls committed by the Penguins. Score is 18 up. 4.5 to go at the end of this timeout. And Josh, here's one more for you.
Hi there. This is Alistair Flack from the men's basketball team, speaking on radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
Well, Josh, I think things have tightened up considerably in the back half of this period with 4.5 to go. Things opened up. The DU scored that big three ball to open the season by Alicia Flatten. And then the Penguins fell flat for the next 5 minutes of play. But things have gotten a little bit better. Better defense. Better shooting. And you know, really, we've seen a lot of new players tonight, Josh, as we did last night.
We did. We do. We see a lot of great players coming from these Lady Penguins. We got Melissa Wise. We got Tammy Bronner. I mean, so many new people have been added to this roster. It makes you very excited to see what Coach Chambers is going to have them go into this, the end of this second part, I should say, of this first half. See what type of strategy they're going to run. They said they're going to be a very fast team, very quick, very aggressive.
All right, Josh is going to open up the AOL Instant Messenger fans. If you'd like to interact with us right here at the Opulent Broadcasting area, you may do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. The end of the timeout has come. Michaela Baskerville goes to the line. Our screen name on the AOL Instant Messenger is DUC Radio. DUC Radio, no spaces, all lowercase. Michaela cans the first one to put the Penguins up by one. 19-18, 4:29 to go, and she gets to go to the line again. It's on the way, and it is good. And those are two beautiful swishes, just what the Penguins needed. When you get the opportunity for the freebie, you might as well take them. Colleen Hunt brings it up for OIT. 4:20 to go. 2018. Penguins on top. 20 on the shot clock. Morgan Hoffman's got it. She goes top of the key to McDaniel. Stolen away by Shelley Klarmanko. Fast break. Penguins on offense. Bronner left side. Bronner gets tangled up with McDaniel. It hits the top of the backboard. No whistle. Shauna's got it on the down. Oh, and Shauna's fouled on the way up. And Coach Meredith is up on his feet. He wants a whistle. And a foul is called against. Let me check it here, Josh. They haven't put it up on the board yet, but Shauna Bryant has gone to the line. They could say the foul is called against Jazzy McDaniel, and I think that's right. Bryant on the way, horseshoe.
And Meredith wanted an out called on that play, Stu. You saw the ball bounce up and went up as top as the play clock, but they're just going to go ahead and let that go as the shot clock sort of interfered that time, but they're not going to really call that. And he's not happy about it, but...
Yeah, I think he has a legitimate beef, but it's over now. 21-18 as the ball hit the top of the backboard. It also hit the bottom of the backboard and into the Penguin bench. Oregon Tech's Colleen Hunt has a getaway from her. 3:55 to go. The Penguins by three after Shauna Bryant nailed one of the two freebies. Now a whistle. And they want to put 22 on the shot clock because there's 30 there now. So they're going to take them off for OIT. Kelly Morey's going to bring it in, the 5'7 senior. Morey throws it in right toward the timeline. She gets it over to Morgan Hoffman, who drifts left side. Hoffman into the left corner. Bringing it up is Hunt. Now down low. Uh-oh, Tech had a getaway. Tipped out by the Penguins, but it's back in. Good play there by Nakamura. Heads up, but Nakamura threw it back in into the hands of one of Tech. Tech gets the ball back. and Michaela Baskerville jumped in her way. Kelly Morey slammed into Baskerville, but Baskerville picks up the foul. Morey to the line. That's the ninth for the Penguins and the ninth committed by OIT. 3:36 to go, fans. 21-18. Oh, the freebies missed, but the Penguins pick up the rebound, but stripped away now by Bronner, who takes it the distance. Bronner on the way, and a whistle! It falls, Josh. Three-point play for the Penguins.
Great aggressiveness from Bronner. Going straight to the cup, pulling the foul, getting the and one. That's how you got to do it, Stu. That smart, great strategic basketball coming from DU.
Wise, Dunn, and Tokoi have re-entered the game. And Flatten. Baskerville out. And the only one to stay in there is Bronner, who's on the line. So the Penguins sub in four. 23-18 on the way. No. Bronner misses two freebies in a row. 3.5 to go, fans. Penguins by five. First half action. Tipped out by Wise. And somehow Wise, man, Wise is all over the place. Wise played some massive defense. The foul is called against Tammy Bronner, the 5'6 freshman. And that will send OIT's Brittany Cherry to the line. She spins it with backspin. Comes back to her on the way over the head. Good. Bronner's 3-for-3 from the line. 3:20 to go, fans. Penguins by only four now. In the first half. Halftime extravaganza with my partner Josh Johnson coming up with all the stats and all the numbers that matter. Tech cans the second one. Cherry. It's good. Clock rolls, 3:15. Tokoi, Bronner, top of the key. Ooh, I thought it was a travel, but no such foul committed. And the three ball up there by Wise on the left wing. Penguins in fast transition, Josh. Playing beautifully all of a sudden. Wise with the big three ball, 26-20. DU's starting to relax a little bit. Lisa Bush now drifts around. Fadeaway jumper from 8 feet. Crystal Hidrago buries it from inside the paint. 26-22, and Chambers doesn't like it. Here's Bronner. She brings it up right side. Morgan getting ready to come back into the game. Tokoi's got it with a foot fake. Top of the key to the veteran, Flatten. She flips it off to Bronner, the freshman. Bronner goes between the legs. Good footwork. Tokoi on the left wing, 10 on the shot clock. Left side, done. She drifts up. 7 on the shot. Bronner outside. No look pass. Wise with the jumper. On the way, softly. Deep. Rebound, Hidrago. She brings it up. Left side now. Morey's got it. No look pass out to the right side. Bush, three ball on the way, short. Taken down, Flatten. 2-on-1, Flatten. Now it's 2-on-2. She looks left side, has it stripped away. Flatten didn't see the defender coming up. Flatten had it just ripped away from her as Morgan Hoffman's got it. 2 minutes exactly in the half. Outside, oh, Wise had a hand on it, but it got past her. Now up and under. Great offensive move by Cherry. So aggressive, Cherry. Now the Penguins by two, 1:50 to go, 26-24. Both teams in the double bonus. In the backcourt is Wise tying the shoe. Penguins don't call a timeout. Now it gets away from the DUs. Emily Dunn fell down. No, check it. That was Bronner who lost the ball. And now the Penguins on defense. Tech drives the rim. Hidrago goes up. Foul is called against Melissa Wise. So Wise was tying the shoe. Then she drew the foul. That's her first, Josh. Both teams in the double bonus. 1:34 to go. Penguins by two, but OIT to the line.
You don't like to see this too many fouls real early in the game, Stu, but definitely DU is going to have to take advantage of it. Both teams are fouling a lot. You're going to have to take advantage when they get opportunities to go to the line, to shoot, and to get those free points, which are going to be crucial in this matchup, it seems, Stu, that the team that's going to win is going to be the team that shoots the best free throws and is able to be dominant on the defensive end.
Could be right. Dunn and Bronner out. Penguins put Baskerville and Wise out there with Tokoi. Berlinski's re-entered. And, of course, the veteran, Alicia Flatten, in the backcourt. And both of these go down, and the game is tied again, 26 up, with 1.5 to go in the first half, fans. On radio.dominican.edu, Berlinski to bring it in, the 5'9 freshman out of Cota de Casa. She flips it off to Wise, goes left side, Flatten, 16 on the shot. Taki on the way, three ball, very deep. Air ball, Wise with the rebound. Wise now gets shoved out of bounds into the front row of the grandstands. Wise, lucky there were Penguin fans right there to catch her, as Wise got absolutely creamed, and she ends up going to the line. Boy, that was a big-time air ball by Taki. You don't see that too often. First game jitters, maybe, Josh?
First game jitters. You're shaking off the cobwebs a little bit. You're getting your bearings, trying to find your groove as a squad. So every team has to go through this. You're getting your first game. You make those little mistakes, but you bounce back. You develop a rhythm, and that's what DU needs to do right now. But this has been a real physical game for an exhibition scrimmage.
Yeah, good call. Melissa Wise on the line. She misses the first one, and she misses the second one. However, Michaela Baskerville picks up the rebound, and with the putback, puts the Penguins up by two. 1:05 to go in the first half, fans. Don't forget, Josh at halftime, and Berlinski gets called on the foul. Big hand check coming across the middle. OIT was really pushing the ball in the open court, 1:05 to go. And that is the first foul committed by Berlinski. To the line will be Nicole Morgan, the 5'7 senior on the way. Missed it way right. And she hates it as she turns around in disgust.
These officials aren't letting much go tonight,
no,
though, Stu. Both
you're
teams
right.
have been real physical. Both teams have sort of been called for the fouls a whole lot.
Okay, and that one's missed. And the Penguins come down with a rebound. So that seems equitable. 55 seconds to go. Taki, three ball, no. Missed that one short. So last one was very long. It was an air ball. At least this one got rim. She's zeroing in on it, Josh. Morgan's got it. She goes top of the key. Calls out the play. Hands it off to Bush. 19 on the shot. 40 overhead. Bush goes left side. Takes it the distance. Inside. Inside. Up. No. Ooh, Talkie comes down. Did she hit her head on the floor? I think she's okay. 35 seconds overhead. 30 on the shot clock. And a whistle as Talkie hits the deck. 28-26 Penguins. To Coyle, have a chance to make it as many as 30. Currently, 28-26. Gigi Gillard in the house. Coaching the Penguin cheer squad. On the way, Taki. Oh, she missed it deep. Right back at her, Josh. And we need those freebies when we have the opportunity. 35 seconds to go when the clock resumes its movement. Taki missed them both. Hauled in. Baya Drago goes left side to Kelsey New. New steps back out, passes it off to Morgan. Morgan drifts out with Berlinski all over. Sets up the screen. Berlinski slams into the wall. Now inside to Bush. Bush flips it off at the last instant to Drago, who buries the deuce. 12 seconds to go. 28 up. The Penguins will have the last shot at it. Shot clock is off. 7 now. 6. Here's Flatten. 5, Flatten drifts over to the right side, 3, Flatten drives in right side, off the glass, 1, and she scores the deuce to end the half, 30-28, and the DU cheerleaders will take the floor, Josh.
Close game, but way to take command there at the end by Alicia Flatten, driving in, knowing the time on the clock, getting the score. Smart play like that is what the Penguins are going to need going into the NCAA season, Stu. But it's been very close. It's been very physical. Both teams having 10 fouls each in the first half. It's been a knock-em-down, pick-em-up game, so to speak. And I think that DU is just going to have to be smarter on the offensive end. But if they get smarter offensively in this game and they shoot better, get a little more of their opportunities down low to the big hitters like Kremenko and Gomes, who has 3 fouls right now. She can get some time in the game, which she will in the second half. We'll definitely see the DU coming out on top. But Oregon Tech is not going away. They've played great basketball against us in the past, and they continue that tradition right here in the Conference Center.
It's anybody's game, fans. Josh will be back in a few minutes with a halftime extravaganza. All the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters. 30-28, your score at the half as both teams make their way to the clubhouse. We'll have the second half. The halftime extravaganza, all the action coming up in just a few minutes. Please stay with us on radio.dominican.edu.
Hi fans, this is head coach Brett Tavani. I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
All right, fans, here we go with the second half. Josh, good job on the extravaganza. Shout out to Ben up in the ticket office. 5 seconds to go, fans, till we get the Second half of this one underway. Very close game, Josh. Penguins by two, 30-28. Both teams back out on the floor now, having switched sides. Penguins surrounding Coach Chambers with the dry erase board out. Opening night basketball. Not truly opening night, Josh. It's opening night for all intents and purposes, but not opening of league play or anything like that. Tonight, merely a scrimmage against the Hustlin' Owls from OIT. We're back underway. The Penguins are now attacking the Northern Hoop here in the Conlin Center. Penguins bring it in. They work it down low. Back in, back out, back in, back out. Wise has got it on the way. No. 15 seconds into it. Wise missed the easy jumper after the Penguins worked the ball in the transition very nicely. 19:40 to go now. Second jumper. Brianna Chambers wants the walk. Doesn't get it. Shot on goal by Hidrago is no good. Wise has got it on the fast break. It was overthrown. Picked up now on a heads-up move there by Raquel Gomes. Three ball on the way. Gomes in and out. Taken down Wise with the turnaround jumper. Too much glass. Wise got too excited there, Josh.
Wise did get a little excited there. Had the open shot there under the rim. Didn't quite get it down. And you mentioned before, Stu, this is only a scrimmage, but it is a great measuring stick going against a former NAIA squad that, you know, we can measure ourselves up and see, are we really able to compete on this next level?
Yeah, that's a good point. 19 exactly to go. Penguins by two only. We're 1 minute into the second half. A big long two ball by Tammy Bronner is not even close. Bronner, the 5'6 freshman out of Oakland, came out of Skyline High School, and coach is yelling at her. Bronner, way out on the wing, missed that thing by a mile. Clock rolls, we're inside of 19. Penguins on defense after the shot by Bronner's missed. It goes out of bounds into the hands of the Penguin cheerleaders. Coming out, Penguin cheerleaders seven strong. 19:45, 18:45 to go, check it. In the second half, Penguins by two. Penguins led most of the way in the first half, but clearly did not dominate. Game tied after the ball from the left edge. Andrea Albright pours one in from the left side on the baseline. 18:20 to go, 30 up. Low-scoring affair tonight. Penguin men last night were absolutely outstanding under Brett Tavani. Penguin women looking pretty good so far tonight. Three ball flattened on the way, right side. Yes, Flatten buries a three. And that's what the Penguins needed, a little Uncle Mo. 18:04 to go. As Mike Wells likes to say, a little Uncle Mo. Speaking of Mike Wells, he's over there in the black hole. Right side now. Nicole Morgan drives the lane. Up on her feet is Chambers. She wants the foul. And the foul is called against the Penguins. Number 14, that's Wise. That's the first team foul committed by either squad in the second half, Josh.
Wise was definitely in great position to go ahead and get the charge. I don't know why the call went that way. It looked like an offensive foul, but they're going to go ahead and chalk that one up to the DUs. But great, great awareness, great, great defensive effort by Wise trying to get in the right position to make the play.
Nicole Morgan goes to the line. She cans the first one. 33-31, fans. Now on the way, the second one is missed. Raquel Gomes with a rebound. She flips it outside to Bronner on the left side. Bronner now promptly turns around and gives it away. Now it's two on one. Nicole Morgan's got it. She pulls up at the free throw line and buries the deuce to tie the game at 33. A lot of threes on the board right now. 17:33 to go. It's 33 apiece. One foul committed by either squad in the second half. 2.5 minutes into it. Michaela Baskerville with a perfect feed by Raquel Gomes. Gomes led Baskerville perfectly as she drifted through the paint from left to right, right under the bucket. Baskerville knocks it down softly. 35-33. Penguins on top. Albright's got it top of the key. Three ball goes on the way by Kelly Morey, the top scorer. It's missed short. But the putback now by Tex Andrea Albright goes down. Albright, the six-footer out of Central Point, Oregon. She's a sophomore. 35 up. 20 on the shot clock. Penguins have got it. Baskerville, Wise. Left edge on the way. Wise steps up and buckles. Good! 16-footer by Wise. 37-35, 16.5 to go. Penguins trading baskets as Kelly Morey, again, from that same spot on the free throw line, Josh, buckles, buries it, 37 up, 16.5.
Morey's the top scorer. You cannot let her get an open look like that, Stu. You got to maintain your defensive pressure.
Bronner goes right side, gives it to Michaela. Back to Bronner, drives the paint, good. 39-37, Penguins. Coming up on 16 minutes, fans. Second half action. Now Albright from the right baseline. Check it, that was Crystal Drago, the 5'11 junior out of SACTO. She'll go to the line. She flung one up there from the right baseline, very deep. Penguins by two. Morgan Hoffman getting ready to re-enter the game as the Drago goes to the line and cans the first freebie. Tech is going to send Morgan back to the bench in replacing Hoffman. Hoffman does come in as Taki gets ready to re-enter. 39-38, the second one rattles home. Tie game. 16:05 to go. Here's Bronner right side. Michaela, after the great assist on the previous sequence. Here's a three ball flatten. A quick look on the way. Out of bounds. Bronner chases after it. Can't catch up to it. 39 all, 15:54, Josh.
DU definitely needs to step up on the rebounding. It's one thing we've seen in this game is they have not been too strong on the boards. That's quite due to the fact that Raquel Gomes, one of their biggest rebounders here, has three fouls. You know, you got to be very cautious when you go get in the foul trouble as a player. But Gomes, so far having a strong second half, hasn't committed many fouls at all. But DU has to step it up rebounding.
A whistle, and I'm not sure what happened. Now they're talking something about the shot clock. Shot clocks are flashing, 22. 15:44 to go. The Black Hole is yelling at the referees. Baskerville will guard the ball on the way in. Nicole Morgan's going to throw it. The referees are not accepting the assistance from the Black Hole. And on the inbounds, 1 second after the ball comes in, the foul is called against Bronner. 39-39, 15:41 to go. 1 second rolled off, and Bronner gets rung up. That's her second. Three team fouls now committed by the DUs in the second half. None committed by Tech. Albright's got it. She spins 360 looking for a place to put it. She has nowhere to go with it. Hoffman now drifts right side. Hoffman back and forth. Hoffman's got Tekoi pushing on her. Tekoi reaches over the back and forces the turnover. Timeout, Josh? It is a timeout. 15:21 to go, fans. 39 up. It's anybody's game, Josh.
It is, Stu. And one thing I've seen so far is the defensive and offensive boards have not been going towards DU. They have not been very strong on the rebounding. They have to step that up. But other than that, it's been a very back and forth game between the Hustling Oaks and the Hustling Owls, I should say, I'm sorry, and the Penguins. So, Stu, one thing I can notice in this game is that DU needs to capitalize more and forget about the missed opportunities. A lot of mistakes in this game. You got to play more polished, crisp basketball, and I think that's what needs to happen coming up in the second half. But other than that, no complaints. They've kept it. It's been a back-and-forth punch-out between the DUs and the Hustling Owls. And it's been pretty much real physical. I mean, this is a game that's been pretty physical in the first half. It's calmed down a little bit, but still yet we've seen the same physicality. We got more people hitting the floor than ever before. A real repeat of last year's start of the season where we saw a whole lot of busting and brawning early in the game, so.
15:21 to go, fans. Penguins are back out on the floor with the Hustling Owls in town. Each year these teams meet once or twice. And on the quick up and in, a quick turnaround by Idrago. Idrago is fed perfectly right under the hoop as the Hustling Owls bring it in on the short end. Idrago ends up getting fouled. 2 more seconds roll off the clock. Boy, the Penguins can foul, I'll tell you that. That's their fourth. Hustling Owls, no fouls in the second half as Idrago goes to the line and puts the Hustling Owls up by one. 40-39. 15:18 to go. Now it's two. She cans them both. Idrago now acknowledges the Black Hole. I think the Black Hole kind of liked it. 41-39. Penguins are trailing now. Penguins got to get something going. Here's Bronner. Bronner kicks off to Raquel. Gomes with a great head juke and off the glass. And Gomes will go to the line after tying it at 41. Great play there by Raquel.
Raquel Gomes, we've seen a lot of great play from her since her freshman season. She's going into her junior year, and she has continued to step up when DU has needed her, Stu.
Hey, you're right. Gomes came in that freshman year halfway through the season and ate up the league. Now she's on the line, on the way, way short. Oh, the Penguins had a great opportunity for the rebound there, too, but they could not get it. Quick transition, 41 up fans inside of 15 minutes. Penguins on defense, right side. Penguins work the D. Lisa Bush, long range, whistle. Uh-oh. And now one of the Owls is down on the floor big time, and Jesse Mazza runs out on the floor. And that is Andrea Albright. She's holding that left leg. I don't know if she sprained it, if it's a cramp. Josh, I don't know what's going on with it, but she's lying in the middle of the lane. 14:46 to go, fans. 41-41. Let me make sure we got the right player there. I can't read the number, Josh. Is that Albright?
I believe that is Albright. If it's not, yes, that is Albright.
She's got the fist clenched. She's covering the face. She seems a little bit better than she was just about 30 seconds ago as Jesse is checking that. It's her left ankle. She's breathing rapidly. And she looks to be in quite a bit of pain. Pretty serious pain job. I don't think it's just Jesse and Albright out there. She is... Doesn't look like it's broken. I think she may have just twisted the ankle pretty severely. We'll see if she's able to get up on her own here in a second, fans. Hate to have to bring this to you when a player is injured. The good news here is that it doesn't look like it's too severe, Josh. In other words, not a break, I don't think.
No, Jesse's it doesn't seem like a break. You know, a lot of times you get a lot of ankle twists and things as such in basketball. You're doing so much with the feet, so much with the legs. You know, all the jumping, the running, the twisting, the turning. It could take the toll. So, Stu, I wouldn't be surprised if her to have a sprained ankle perhaps or something of that matter, but it doesn't look too serious other than that if she's being helped off the court by Jesse Mazza.
And we'll be back in 15 seconds, fans.
Hey, this is Alicia Flatten from the women's basketball team at Dominican. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
All right. Andrea Albright is going to be okay. And she is helped off. And they're toweling up the floor now. And we'll bring you a report on her as soon as we get it. And Jesse Mazza is... Right on top of things, Jesse Mazza, our head trainer here at Dominican University of California. You are listening to Penguin Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, on the Penguin Radio Network, broadcasting worldwide to all corners of the universe and to our ships at sea via satellite, radio.dominican.edu. 41 up, fans. 14:46 to go. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's NC2A basketball event. Both teams are still at the bench, Josh. Nobody's back out on the floor after the injury to Albright. There's the buzzer, and the referees will bring him back out. Albright, I suspect, will not return immediately, if at all. And she's still sitting there on the bench. Jesse Mazza is tending to that left ankle. I don't know if it was a high ankle sprain, if it was the calf. I think it was her left ankle, though. I think she twisted it, and twisted it pretty good, Josh.
Yeah, it looks like a bad ankle twist, but other than that, she seems to be fine, Stu. She got up. She was able to leave the court with a little bit of assistance from our head trainer here, Jesse Mazza, but she looks fine. The best she's still over there checking it out. We'll bring you an updated synopsis on that situation as soon as we get it.
Brittany Cherry goes to the line, the 5'10 junior out of Pasco, Washington. She cans the first one on the way, and both are good.
This seems like a repeat of last year's games, Stu. Real close, real down to the wire. Both teams not really having the upper hand over the other one. They're both really even, making mistakes, but still making those great strides towards scoring. And you know what? It just seems like a replay. I don't know about deja vu, Stu, but kind of get a sense of that going into this game.
Here's Flatten with a good foot fake. She goes back over to Bryan on the right edge. Now Gomes. Gomes just outside the arc. Now back and forth. Bronner takes it herself. Left edge. Oh, Bronner had a good look at it. She goes up left-handed. Can't get it to fall. 43-41. The Penguins trail with 14-10 to go. Here's Hoffman. Left side. Owls on top. Owls working the wheel nicely. They're not into killing the clock yet. They want to create a little daylight. Here's Morey, and Morey throws it away. Stolen by Gomes. Good play there by Gomes. Gomes is just such an outstanding threat offensively, but never gets enough credit for her defensive work, and she just swiped one away there. Penguins now have got it. With 14 on the shot, Gomes, quick touch. Outside, Raquel thinks about it. In and out. Bryant working it down low. Now they go to Flatten. Flatten, top of the key. 7 on the shot. Now it's down low. Here's Taki. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was Bronner on the way, and an air ball. And that's a delay of game as the ball never got rim. The buzzer sounded. 43-41 unforced turnover by the mighty Dominicans. 13:25 to go, Josh.
You got to stay away from the shot clock violations, Stu. Play smarter basketball. Be able to get the shots up and find a crease in the defense.
Penguins are on defense now. Speaking of defense, Morgan Hoffman brings it up. She goes the distance herself. It's tapped out now by Bronner. And the Penguins managed to get the ball to go out off of Morgan. And the DUs get the ball on the turnover. That's what they needed. 43-41. Clock starts rolling before the ball even hits the offensive player. I think we got to talk to somebody on the scoring table about that one, Josh. Here's Wise. Right elbow. Wise head fake. Wise goes up. Outside. Gets the whistle. Ball falls. 3-point opportunity. Wise buries a deuce.
Great play by Melissa Wise, being able to get into the paint, get the score, and go to the line for the and one. Great, great play from the true freshman, Stu. We've seen such great recruiting come out of Coach Chambers and Coach Tavani. Our entire basketball program this year is both holding great freshmen.
Wise cans the deuce. Jesse Mazza just came by and gave us the update on Albright, a sprained left ankle. On the way, Wise with the three-point conversion puts the Penguins up by one. Pretty tight contest, 44-43, inside of 13 minutes, fans. Can the Penguins hold on? Nicole Morgan's got it now. Right side, Hidrago's got it. Hidrago's been tough in the second half. Now just flailing it up there is Morey. Boy, Kelly Morey, who is the leading scorer for the Hustle and Owls, just hurled one up there. Wasn't even close. In the transition, then, the Penguins commit another foul. No, they didn't. The foul was committed by 13, Morey, on the way across. DUs have got it into the backcourt. Inbounds. Flatten brings it into Bronner. Bronner, the freshman at 5'6", got a lot of minutes tonight, Josh. Here's Shauna. Bryant now flings it over to the right elbow. Again. Oh, driving the line is Flatten. Flatten, who's got that bad right knee, lands on the knee, but she pops up no problem. Flatten, I think Flatten's going to get the whistle there, Josh. Or the foul. No, it was called.
It was called against Flatten on that one, Stu, as Oregon Tech inbounds the ball.
You're right, but it didn't come up on the board. I'm a little confused because Flatten, I don't know if Flatten just traveled with it or what. Because now it comes up on the board. But it's called that Taki Takoi got it, but Takoi couldn't have done it. She's not even on the floor. And now a travel is called against OIT. Kelsey New gets rung up. And the Penguins will get it on the unforced error right in front of the black hole. The Penguins will bring it in. Shauna Bryant throws it in now to Bronner. Yeah, Takoy's number's up on the board, Josh. Maybe it was against Brittany Cherry. She is in there, and that's the same number, 25, as Takoy. Inside of 12 minutes, fans. Either way, the D's have committed 16 fouls. Bryant throws it away, but Wise comes up with it. Now on the left side, Flatten. Wise backs up. Oh, Wise let the two ball rip from the left elbow. But missed it to the right. Now bringing it across the middle. Flatten gets nailed. Flatten ends up on her back. She's up very slowly. And a whistle. And the Penguins get it. Somebody charged into Flatten. And now 10 fouls show up on the side of the OITs. And that's not right. It was their fourth. It says 10. It should be just 4.
And the scores table is working on getting that fixed right now.
44-43, fans. Opening night jitters for the scorers table, too. Josh, I'm feeling okay about things, but the scoring table, got to get that 10 off of there. And it says it was should only be four. Six committed by the Penguins. It says 10, though. Well, the Penguins would love that. Wise with a foot fake and a more than a foot fake and a travel. The bucket's waved off. It did fall. But Wise gets rung up for sliding the pivot foot. There it is. Now it says three team fouls. When I don't think that's correct either. There we go. Now it's four, and now we've got it straightened out. 11:20 to go, fans. Clock rolls, 44-43. Penguins on defense. Long end, OIT bringing it in right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders off to our right. OIT moving from our right to left. OIT attacking the southern rim. Thrown away now. Wise comes up with it. Right under the hoop, a perfect scoring opportunity for OIT. Berlinski's got it now. She hands it off to Flatten. Flatten over the top, flings it indoors and throws it away to Hidalgo. Oh, Hidalgo has it, and Berlinski jumps on top of her. Berlinski ends up on the floor as she dove right on top of Nicole Morgan. Now, Meredith wants the foul called against Berlinski, and he doesn't get it. And I think he has a legitimate beef there, too. Berlinski saw Meredith fall, jumped right on top of her, and boy, he is really howling at the referees, but he gets nothing. Now here's the next play, 44-43, 10.5 to go. I think he had a real legitimate beef there. As the ball goes up now by Hidalgo, it doesn't fall, but she picks up the whistle, Josh.
Melissa Wise tried to come over the top with the bat on that one, Stu. She tried to get the swipe on the ball. Didn't see the foul on her part, but Oregon Tech will go ahead and go to the line. But I love the aggressive play from our freshmen here, Stu. They're really new. You know, they seemed a little shaky in the first half, but they've come in and they've played great so far, and they've showed a lot of composure in the second half, trying to step up and get great plays, especially Melissa Wise.
Hidalgo clangs one. Wise gets yanked. As Bryant re-enters. Yeah, Berlinski with some pretty aggressive stuff there. And the second one ties the game for Hidalgo, the 5'11 junior. 44 up, fans. 10.5 to go. Second half action. Berlinski now with the shirt untucked. She whips it around down low. Now back outside. Bryant walks again. So that was Wise on the previous series. Then Bryant. Penguins got to learn how to dribble and drive at the same time. There's too much drive and not enough dribble. 44 up, fans. Uh-oh. Now fast break. Morgan is led perfectly. Morgan goes right side with a nice feed to Colleen Hunt, the 5'6 freshman. Hunt up and under. Two. 46-44. Penguins trail. Here's Nakamura. Nakamura passes it down low to Raquel Gomes. Gomes goes left side, can't get it to fall. Hunt, two ball. And Hunt rattles the net. Foul is called against 44, Shauna Bryant. Timeout called. That's the eighth team foul. And when we come back from the timeout, I do believe the Hustlin' Owls are going to be on the line, Josh. And this will give us an opportunity to bring you yet another one of our brand new promos, Josh.
This is Xavier Muldrow from the men's basketball team, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, radio home of the Penguins.
9:55 to go, fans. 46-44, OIT. Here's Josh.
Well, so far in this game, Stu, we've seen DU make a lot of simple mistakes. Walking, little tic-tacky fouls. They've been called by the refs, but we're not going to judge them too hard. The referees are calling a great, great game here. We can't blame the officials. DU has to be able to limit the simple mistakes, Stu. That's what has killed us in the past. There's been those simple defensive and offensive mistakes you make, such as walking, little fouls, not being cautious enough. You got to be aggressive, but you got to have some sense of caution on the floor and play smart basketball. DU can correct that. They can go back and establish dominance in the second half and be able to come out with a win.
I have a feeling someone is going to win this game, Josh. I'm just not sure who.
Well, if you will take that to Vegas and you say someone's going to win this game,
yeah.
I think you're a winner.
The odds are good there.
Odds are wonderful.
Yeah, someone may win this one. Colleen Hunt on the line, on the way, deep. Hunt missed the freebie.
You got to make those free throws. They will come back to bite you.
Jazzy McDaniel has re-entered the game, the 6'1 sophomore. Check it, junior is McDaniel. Second one's no good. That's a gigantic break for the Penguins. Nakamura's got it now on the right wing. She flips it off to Berlinski on the left side. Now the Penguins have got it. Now Raquel goes down low. Uh-oh, Baskerville almost had it stripped away. On the way, Penguins long three ball. Nakamura, no. The putback by Bryant is deep. Whistle. Shauna will go to the line. Foul is called against Brittany Cherry, the 5'10 junior. 46-44, Penguins trail. Shauna Bryant on the line with a chance to tie it, Josh. 9.5 to go, fans, when the clock rolls again. On the way, yes. Bryant, very tough from the line. Bryant hammers home the freebie. Penguins trail by only one now. 9:31 to go. Spins the hand. Spins the ball in the hand. Cans the second one. Game tied 46. McDaniel brings it in. Penguins have the full court pressure. Berlinski in the backcourt. 3-0 ITs, though. So no trouble there. Morgan brings it up. McDaniel has nowhere to put it. She's on the left elbow. She's being guarded very closely by Raquel Gumbs, and a whistle. And she drifts with the pivot foot. Penguin ball. Game tied. 9:15 to go. Bees have gotten some nice breaks here, Josh, in the last minute or two. Berlinski still has the uni untucked. I'd like to see her get that thing tucked in. Clean things up on the look. 9 minutes exactly, fans. 46 up. Penguins right side. Here's Raquel. Foot fake. McDaniel up off the glass. Doesn't fall. Whistle. Raquel will go to the line now. And that's a pretty solid player from the line, Gumbs.
No doubt. She's very great from the line, Stu. But this is where your free throws become essential. When the game is close and you're getting into the wee minutes of the second half, you have to make those free throws. Those are essential to your survival right now in these close games.
Gumbs. Clang. Right side. No good. McDaniel gets yanked. And New gets yanked.
And we hate to see that here because that has been the difference in some games last season between a win and a loss, especially against this Oregon Tech team. We only lost by 2 points last season to them. And I'm telling you, Stu, those free throws will come in handy when it goes late down to the game in crunch time.
47-46 is the second one by Gomes is good. Penguins now manage to stop OIT, as Brittany Cherry went up left side, couldn't get it to fall. Ooh, boy, that was close as Hunt almost dragged the pivot foot. On the way, Gomes is in and out. Bryant tries to get the rebound, can't do it. Nicole Morgan comes down with the defensive rebound. Good work there, tipped out of bounds, Penguin ball.
Great, great awareness by the Penguins on that one, Stu. Way to be smart on the defensive end. And maintain composure. That is going to be key going into these late minutes of the game.
Coach Meredith very intense now as we creep up more closely to the 8 minute mark. 47-46. Penguins on offense. Here's a big long three ball. Drained by Nakamura. That's her second tray ball, and that's gigantic, Josh. 8 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins by four. 50-46. Penguin fans insisting upon defense. Hoffman's got it left side. On the elbow, no. Taken down by Berlinski. Good rebound as she boxed out. She hits Baskerville in stride. Mikayla drops the two ball! Baskerville in stride. Berlinski with the assist. Good play. Penguins 7:45 to go. The DU's 52. Owls 46.
Baskerville drops that one with some attitude, Stu. It's good to see that great aggressive play as DU is trying to pull away here. They are trying to maintain Uncle Mo, as my man Mike Wells calls it. Momentum, you got to keep him on your side, and you got to keep him fed. Keep him hungry. Keep the momentum going. And I'm telling you right now, Stu, the Penguins are doing a great job of that so far in this late minutes of the second half. They have to be smart, though, and they have to make those free throws. They're going to get fouled, and they got to limit the times they foul the other team because those will come back to bite you. Stay ahead, stay smart, and tighten up defensively. We've seen Baskerville play great defense as well as Wise and Gomes, and the great play from the freshmen.
52-46, fans. End of the timeout has come. Penguins with full court pressure. Three DUs in the backcourt. OIT brings it across the timeline. They've got 10 seconds to do it, and they do it perfectly. Hunt's got it. Outside, no look. Left edge, Bush. She gets it down low. Hidalgo slams into Gomes. Goes to the shot on goal. No. Gomes with a rebound. Coming up on 7 minutes, fans. Penguins starting to pull away all of a sudden. This is the greatest margin they've had all night, 52-46. 7-10 exactly. Left side now. Nakamura, after she just hit the big three. On the way, Gomes, very short. Baskerville gets the rebound. Michaela to the line.
And Michaela Baskerville is not someone you want to send to the line, Stu, from this Oregon Tech team. Michaela Baskerville will shoot well for the DUs. She's very smart on the defensive end of the ball, and she's great at free throws.
Baskerville, the 5'6 senior out of Alameda, on the way, missed it by a mile. Ooh.
That's not reminiscent of what we've seen from her last season. She's usually pretty good at the line last season. Baskerville has got to pull together. You got to make those free throws. They are essential.
Cherry and Hunt leave the game for now. Baskerville back on the line, and this one she zeroes in and swished. 7:02 to go. Penguins up now, 53-46. Tech bringing it up. Berlinski has tucked in the uni, I'm glad to report. Number 13 is Berlinski, and the uni fits perfectly once it's tucked in there. 6:48 to go. Penguins now just working the defense. Outside, travel, Tech, Morey, turnover. Penguins have it after the unforced turnover by the Hustlin' Owls leading scorer, Kelly Morey. 6:43 to go, fans. 53-46. Penguins get it into the backcourt. Here's Berlinski. She brings it up. Tex Morgan Hoffman's all over. Penguins now bring it up left side. Penguin fans digging it. Here's Nakamura, who just hit the big three two series ago. Driving it in is team captain Alicia Flatten, the senior. Flatten now drives in. She missed it from inside the paint. Falling on the ball was Berlinski. And they call the foul against Berlinski. Berlinski, one of the new faces, the 5'9 freshman. She's had some pretty aggressive play tonight, but the foul's called against her. That'll send Morgan Hoffman, the 5'7 sophomore, to the line. Hoffman goes to the line with the black ankle socks. Number 11 is Hoffman. The Hustlin' Owls have the navy blue uniforms with the white stripes down the side. On the way, it's good. The big bloomer shorts, big time bloomers to the knees. 6:23 to go. 53-46, DU. Baskerville out. Bronner back in. Bronner, one of the new faces for the DUs. So Bronner and Flatten are out there with Berlinski, Gomes, and Nakamura. On the way now, the second freebie is good, and Morgan Hoffman, under extreme pressure with the black hole breathing right down her neck, stares down the hoop and cans them both. 53-47, 6-16 in the second half. 53-47, radio.dominican.edu. Three ball on the way by Flatten is no good. Oh, Berlinski gets in there and pulls down the rebound, but not as soon as she did. She passed it off to Bronner. Bronner stutter-stepped and gets called with a walk, and that was a good call.
That's three walks in a row for the DUs. You have to not make those fundamental mistakes. Those will come back to kill you. You got to be smart fundamentally, and you got to play clean basketball, Stu.
6:04 to go as the clock rolls now. Inbounds, OIT. Broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio, live on the air from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Back underway now, fans. Gomes, flat-footed, over the top of Uri Drago at 5'11", goes up against Gomes, who's listed at 5'10". Gomes never got up off the feet. Uh-oh, and the Penguins just gave it away. All of a sudden, the Penguins are getting sloppy, Josh, as Tammy Bronner couldn't hold on to it. 53-50. OIT's on the way with a chance to tie it. In and out, taken down by Berlinski, and the Penguins got a gift there. Here's the left side on the fast break. Bronner on the way. Left side with the layup, and it's good for two! 55-50. Great play there by the Penguins. Heads up movement of the ball. Crisscrossing the court. Fast break. Ooh, boy, I thought that was a travel. Not called on Hidrago. The putback, no. Gets her own rebound. Hidrago with a spinning jumper with the putback is now good. 55-52, 5 minutes exactly, Josh. Right side now. The Penguins work it. Bronner's got it. Bronner at 5'6". Drifts over to the left side. She passes it off slowly to Nakamura, who goes to Flatten. Flatten isn't even close to the hoop. She took the shot from the right edge. But Flatten missed it very short. Looked a little rusty there, Flatten. Usually a little closer than that. Now a three ball goes off way out there on the left edge by Lisa Bush, the 5'7 senior, and it's good.
Just like last year's game, Stu, Oregon Tech can score on you right when it's needed, and you cannot make mistakes, as Bronner just made.
55 up after the gigantic three ball. Bronner brought it back up, looking away, dribbled the ball right in front of the Penguin bench, went between her legs, it came off of her knee, and went out of bounds. And the Penguins just gave it away when they had the ball under the hoop they're attacking.
No doubt, you got to be smarter. You can't make those mistakes. You just can't lose the ball, Sue. Those unforced errors, or those turnovers we should call them, are just as equivalent as they are, like we said before, in a football game or any other game like that. They kill you. Turnovers will lose you games. And DU has to be smarter about handling the ball. They cannot have the walks. They cannot have just the muffs in terms of handling. You got to be quicker. You got to stick to your fundamentals. And now it's going to be pretty much a defensive struggle to see who's going to win out and keep these other teams off the board. It's tied 55-55. And like we said, Stu, this is a great measuring stick against one of the best teams in the NAIA to see how we will measure up to the next level. It's going to get nothing but tougher from here on out. So hopefully the DU Penguins can step it up and play better as we go down to the wire here in the second half.
4:24 to go. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, live on the air, radio.dominican.edu, coming right down to the wire, fans. If you're not excited by this one, better check your pulse. 55 up, 4:24 to go. DU basketball on the air, NC2A style. Brianna Chambers. 4:20 to go, 55 up. There we go. Now the Penguins working it, and they're working the defense nicely. They force the turnover as Lisa Bush, the 5'7 senior out of Eugene, Oregon, drags a pivot foot. 55 up. Penguins bringing it up now. Slowly, methodically, Bronner. Get a chance to see how these new faces react under the pressure. Playing a good team when the score is very close. Couldn't be much closer now. Fun and frivolity aside, Penguins having a great time as Bryant spins under the hoop and she's fouled. And she'll go to the line with an opportunity to put the Penguins up. Good old number 44. Bryant, the 5'11 junior out of Ripon, goes to the line.
Ripon's down there by Modesto, isn't it, Stu?
Certainly is, a little bit north. 3:52 to go and the first one's good. Yeah, I think it's maybe 20 miles north of Modesto on 99. On the way now, and the second one's good too. And Bryant comes through, and that's what the D is needed right there, 57-55. Penguins have four in the backcourt now. They're playing some massive defense. A good time to do it. Gonna crank up the heat, 57-55. Drifting around outside the key is Morgan. Morgan now flips it back off to her guy. That's Bush. Bush goes between the circles. Oh, it's almost stripped away by Raquel Gomes. Penguins got it on the rebound after the missed shot. Penguins 2-on-1. Left side Baskerville. Oh, and she walked with it.
That was a travel from Baskerville. You cannot travel it. Can't make those mistakes. She got flushed a little bit by the defender that came across her. She tried to switch over. Took too many steps, dude. You can't make those plays.
Yeah, she wanted to pass the thing off at the last instant. Trying to hit Bronner. Bronner hit her on the way down. Baskerville wanted to dump it off at the last instant because she was being guarded very closely. Instead, she dragged the foot. Score does not change. Fadeaway jumper, no. Putback, no. Putback, no. Finally, the Penguins come down with it. Three shots on goal, and Kelsey New is going to get rung up. And she does so. That's her second. The ninth team foul committed by OIT. Nine committed by the Penguins. We're coming up on 3 minutes. Penguins by two, 57-55. Bryant to the line, who just scored two freebies a moment ago. Less than 1 minute ago. Wise back in. Raquel Gomes going to get a breather. Chambers might bring her back in for the last 1 minute of play. We'll see. Gomes going to take a short recess. Bryant to the line. She missed it. Way right. Oh, man. And Michaela Baskerville got smoked right in the teeth. Baskerville is not wearing a mouth guard, Josh. And she got nailed right in the teeth on the attempted box out. And they called it on Baskerville. That's a double dip. So now they're going to change ends. Nicole Morgan will go to the line. Morgan will get the freebies. Baskerville's checking her lower lip for blood on the way, and it's in and out. No good. She gets two. She wipes off the bottom of the sneakers. Get all the dust off of there so she doesn't slip around. Now they want to call Jesse Maz out.
Because Baskerville is bleeding, as you said, Stu, trying to get that lip clean. She took quite a shot there.
They're going to bring Nakamura back into play. So Baskerville got nailed. Her mouth is bleeding, and she picks up the foul. The first freebie is missed, and then Baskerville gets yanked by the refs. So Nakamura's back in there, the 5'6 freshman on the way. This one's missed. Shauna Bryant with the rebound. 3 minutes exactly, the Penguins by two. Penguins have got it across the middle. Flatten now. Brings it across the insignia, right in the middle of the house. Penguin fans are all up on their feet. 250, 300 people here to see the Penguin women on their first game. While it's a scrimmage, Penguins are playing like it's the last game of the World Series, and now the Penguins throw it away as Bronner was looking for Alicia Flatten over there by the grandstands. She looked up, Flatten ran to her left, and Bronner threw the ball, and there were no Penguins anywhere near it. Now within 12 feet of it, 2.5 to go, fans. Penguins only by two. Kelsey New back in there. She drifts around to the outside, a whistle, as Bronner, check it, Nakamura, gets wrapped up, and Nakamura is called with the penalty. That's the 10th team foul committed by the Penguins.
And these can come back to hurt you, as we said before, Stu. You have to be smarter. You can't turn the ball over. You just can't give it away. Tossing passes out of bounds is definitely uncalled for. You can't shoot yourself in the foot this late in the game, Stu, in such a close matchup.
So OIT will send Nicole Morgan back to the line. She just missed two a moment ago, Josh. And you can't keep putting Morgan up there on the line expecting her to miss. The Penguins got a gift last time when she missed two. I wouldn't be surprised to see her make both of these and tie the game. It's on the way. Clang! She missed it, Josh. The Penguins are really getting one gift after another. As Nicole Morgan, the 5'7 senior out of Port Angeles, Washington, on the way, and this one is made. The Penguins by one. 2.5 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins pushing it up now. Right side, Bronner. She goes between the legs, down low, Wise. Backs up, right elbow. Bronner thinks about it. She drives baseline. Kick out, no look. Wise walks with it. Wise, absolutely, right in front of the coach. She couldn't have been closer to Brianna Chambers. And she stepped left, juked right, never dribbled. 2:15. Josh, that may have been a rookie error.
It is. And certain things that you would get away with on the high school level, you know, things that refs really don't look that closely to, maybe. You really can't get away with on the next level. It's a much cleaner style of basketball, much faster pace, and they do officiate it strong, more, a little bit more strongly than they do the level below it. So
Wise,
expect that.
Wise is remains in the game. She's left in after that crucial error in dribbling judgment. Lisa Bush on the line after she is fouled by Flatten. Flatten second, and Bush on the line, the 5'7 senior out of Eugene, ties the game. 57 up, 2:04 to go. She gets another chance to put OIT up by one, and she does so with a majestic arc on that free throw. Absolutely beautiful. Clock rolls. 2 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins have gone at Bronner. She goes left side over to Wise. Now out on the wing. On the way. Nakamura, three ball deep. Hauled down. Penguins. Oh, the Penguins tried to box out. Tech on the floor. Penguins cannot come up with the rebound. Penguins trail by one. Timeout now. Called by the Hustlin' Owls head coach, Scott Meredith. You're listening to Penguin Basketball, NC2A style. Brianna Chambers and the ladies. from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu.
So, Stu, what do you think of these just winding down minutes of this second half? I mean, it hasn't been lopsided. It's been real back and forth between the Penguins and the Hustlin' Owls. But at the same time, I mean, I've seen DU make a lot of mistakes in the second half. I mean, how do you look at it?
Well, I'd say you summed it up pretty succinctly, Josh. A lot of mistakes. Penguins have had moments of absolute brilliance tonight. We got off to kind of a slow start. Both teams kind of feeling each other out.
Right, right.
It's like they were a little bit the early season jitters coming out of the gate. Flatten opened up tonight with a big long three ball from the left wing, and after that, the Penguins didn't score again for about 4 minutes. With 1:43 to go, we're going to find out what the Penguins are made of right here in the early going. The very first season in the NC2A. Of course, tonight is not an NC2A match, but the Penguins definitely have a little bit of a different air, a little bit of different swagger now that we're an NC2A institution. So the Penguins will be on defense. The Penguins trail by one, 58-57. 1:45 to go. Baskerville will be on defense. On the far side, right in front of the black hole. I mean, absolutely right in front of him. Kelly Morey will bring it in, the leading scorer for OIT. If he does so, Hidrago now brings it in, and the Penguins are on defense. Drifting outside Morey. They hand it off, and they walk with it as Morey got tied up with Lisa Bush right in front of Lorena Almada, the head referee of this squad. And that was a miscommunication. The Penguins are going to get a chance again. Penguins have been given the opportunity all night long as the black hole has really come alive with a buck and a half to go now, fans. 90 seconds to go. The Penguins trail by one. Can they do it, Josh? This is where they had trouble last year. On the way. And Raquel goes up short. Oh, it's short off the front of the rim. One of the techs gets up. Morgan is hurt. She is hobbled. No whistle. Morgan and Gomes hit the deck. Tech now turns it around. Bush gives it away. Inside of a minute. Left side now. Here's Bronner. Bronner, no look. Three ball. Flatten. Oh, Flatten hits a three from way out there.
And that is clutch, Stu. That is the exact definition of clutch. You got to be able to get up, make the shots when they count, and Alicia Flatten did just that.
60-58 is Flatten, who had three opportunities at home last year to end it with a shot very similar to that one. And she nails it now. Will that be all the Penguins need? Let's find out. Tech's going to have one shot at it. Bringing it up now, Tech. Flipped off right side, Bush. 17 on the shot. Now they hand it off again, Kelsey New. With a chance to tie it. Left wing. 30 seconds to go, fans. Penguins up by two, Lisa Bush. Now the drifter from inside the paint. No, she missed it. Penguins with a rebound. In the backcourt, 22. Alicia Flatten is fouled. 21 seconds to go. The D is by two. The shot clock is off. And Alicia Flatten will go to the line.
Great, great play by DU. Stu able to get up there, get the rebound, keep Oregon Tech from getting on the board. You got to love it. Smart play at the end, very precise. And how about the clutch shot from Alicia Flatten?
Flatten needs to nail this one, and she does! And that's huge, because Tech is looking forward to miss it. For their play to work out, for their strategy to work, Josh, Flatten had to miss that one.
That's what you look for out of your vets. I'm telling you, Stu, you got to make the shots when they count, and Flatten has done that.
Baskerville is back in, 20 seconds to go. She misses the second one. Penguins by three, 61-58, 15 seconds. Tech will have a chance to tie it, at least. Now, back and forth, think of three ball. Outside is Morey. She goes left edge, 4-3-2, on the way, missed, game over. No. Half a second to go, Josh. Penguins by three. DU's to the line. And any way you look at this one, Josh, it's over.
Pretty much. The fans are hype. Great, great shots. DU, it was a back-and-forth game throughout the entire contest, but Dominican has stepped up right in the clutch where you need your team to step up and make a statement. Alicia Flatten has done that, showing great veteran leadership and skill for these Lady Penguins.
Flatten to the line. She cans the first one and makes it four, and that'll do it. And this one goes down. It's a five-point advantage. Penguins inbound on the way. Buzzer. Game over, Josh. Game over. The Penguin fans pour out onto the floor. And the DUs open up their season with a scrimmage win. A non-conference game. It will not go on the books. But let me tell you something, Josh. The DUs were playing to win tonight. And OIT didn't make the trip down to goof around. OIT played us very tough. 63-58, your final. You heard it here on DU Radio. Check the website for our next broadcast. I'll give you the update right now. Josh and I will be back on the 12th of November. We'll have the men versus Cal State Maritime Academy. The Keel Haulers will be here. 63-58. Penguin fans are loving it. Penguin broadcasters are loving it. DU's over OIT. Thanks for listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.